Okay, so here we go. Some of you have heard this, but it's time for me to go. I wasn't going to cry. I'll be leaving the church at the end of May. And let me tell you why. I have been offered and have accepted a job as Vice President of Communication for Unity World Headquarters at Unity Village. Wow. Yeah. Which is... You know, it's a combination of journalism and spirituality, which are my two things. I will be in charge of Daily Word, Unity Magazine, the books they publish, the booklets they publish, the radio station, everything down to press releases and the employee newsletter. I have experience with newsletters. Even the Spanish language editor reports to me. So it's a chance to have global impact. You know, I wouldn't have left for just anything. My last Sunday here will be May 28th. I'll stay for the big Unity convention, which is in San Antonio this year, the second week of June, and then I'll move after that. I start at Unity Village on July 3rd. Unity Village is a southeast suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. You know I've loved being here. I will miss this place. I'll miss the view. I'll miss you. It's been a great 8 years, and I'm so grateful I landed here. It was such a God thing, and I think it's been a really good fit. There's some things I want to tell you. First of all, there is no backstory. Nobody did anything. There's no one to blame. There's no real reason Ellen left. I have felt nothing but love and support here. This was just an offer I couldn't refuse. It just seems perfect for me. So let's talk about what happens with you. The board has known about this for a couple of weeks, and they will tell you in a minute about next steps. Unity has procedures for going through a ministerial transition. But here's what I know on the spiritual side. If I'm being called higher, so are you. We both will be handling new situations. We both will be on our green growing edges. That means it's a time of pure possibility. It's Dorothy opening the door onto a new world, heading into unknown territory. And as you know, growth is sometimes uncomfortable, and by definition, it's unfamiliar. Some people will worry that the church is falling apart. I can tell you exactly how to keep it strong, because it is strong right now. So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep coming as often as you come. Keep giving as much money as you've been giving. Keep volunteering as much as you volunteer. Maybe even double down during this transition, even though Sundays are going to feel different. I have always admired your sense of ownership about this church. This transition is a chance to be more engaged, to let your voice be heard, maybe to get to know some new people. New leaders will be coming forward. There will be new creative undertakings. So find out what's trying to emerge through this church next, and through you. If I have one word of advice, it is don't rush. Okay, that's two words. The board already knows this. Ministerial transition in churches always takes longer than you think it will, no matter the timetable you set. And I'll tell you, because people ask me all the time, ministers in Unity are not placed like Methodist ministers. You get to hire whoever you want. And it's way too soon to start talking about the kind of minister you want next. Besides, I know what you want. You want someone who shares all of my good qualities and makes up for all of my faults. You want your basic Jesus. Exactly. That's what every church wants. Good luck with that. But don't worry about that yet. My guess is it will take the rest of the year to get settled again and bring in someone new. What happens in the meantime can be such a rich opportunity for Unity of Wimberley. You'll have time to come together as a community and talk about, okay, we're a 13-year-old church. Who are we now? What do we want? Where are we going from here? What's really important to us? And then talk about what kind of leader would be best for that. And then put together a search for a new minister. I will also say during this process, feelings are sometimes on edge. It's easy to get irritated or disappointed. I actually wrote a book about the spiritual path through change and transition. There's a chapter on forgiveness, because there's always someone to forgive in the midst of change. You're in the hallway with one door closing and the next one not yet in sight. So don't rush and cut each other some slack. We will have a lot more time to talk about this. There is a hug meeting next week after the potluck, so the congregation can meet with the board just to talk about what's next. I won't be here next week. Please don't read anything into that. It's been planned for a long time. I'll be speaking in Minneapolis. But then I will be back for the rest of May and the rest of The Wizard of Oz. Melinda, our associate minister, actually was already scheduled to speak on June the 4th, and she'll be back from her knee surgery by then. So there's much more to come. But for immediate next steps, let me introduce Jan Govain from the board.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you had a few tears. I was trying not to. Ellen, I know that everybody in this room blesses you, has gratitude for everything that you have taken this church to this place. We're stable, we're wealthy in so many areas. And thanks for the explanation that this is our journey as well. Ellen's going to be having hers, and I know they'll intersect, and we'll be having ours as we move through this time together. This week, I was kind of thinking about, well, what do you want to say, Jan? And you know the God thing. My good friend Jan McGowan says, I smell God. So as I was thinking about this, of course, this wonderful email comes across my computer, and I looked at it and I said, I smell God, because it was the perfect encapsulation of what your board, how your board wants to serve you. So I'm going to use part of that, and of course, I always doctor things up a lot, so that'll be part of it. But it's kind of a meditation and prayer. So if you guys would close your eyes and listen deeply with that big open heart of yours, because this community supports that in every way. And bring an image to mind of something that makes you feel connected and loved. For this beloved community is ours. So bring this image to mind, a symbol for the feeling of loving connection here in your community. You may see the word love, a beloved pet, a family member, or a dear friend, mentor, coach, a picture in nature, a sweet song, or a smell. You have an unlimited capacity to give and receive connection and love. As your board, we are making ourselves open channels for God's good works to happen through us. We open ourselves up to experience, explore, and express the free flow of spirit so that we may serve you, our community, in conscious awareness of truth and principle. As we live our purpose at this time of transition, we know all the time, energy, and resources needed are available through this infinite universe. We trust that every person, task, and situation that we encounter along the way in our transition is integral to this process of serving the one love to the very best of our abilities. We rest in the awareness that all is well and all shall be well as we travel this journey together. We name it and claim it as so, and so it is. So I'd like to have our board members who are here today if they'll stand up, and our chaplains. They're more of us showed up today so that we could support anybody that might want to have a prayer or talk to somebody. And so if you guys would just stand up and turn around. So I know not everybody knows everybody. So your board members always have a blue tag on, and your chaplains are wearing their scarves today. So please feel free to talk to anybody at the end of the service. Let's see. Oh, also, we are setting up a special email address, and it's called Imagine at Unity of Wimberley. And it's going to be a place where you can write concerns or wants or needs, but also it's a place to imagine what you would love here. So we'd like all of that. And we are going to be asking for all of your input continually. So, you know, you may say, oh, that's enough. But really, we really want to build our church from here with what you would love. Just like Ellen said, we got lots of good things here, and we can express more and be even more. And she'll be up there leading the way up some in some way. So anyway, thank you. And Jason's going to come up next and speak a little more of the transition team.
So my first bullet point literally reads, whoa. Yeah, this is a big time. And my logic getting ready this morning was, nothing inspires confidence like a sweater vest, right? So here I go. Seriously, just a few words about how we will be moving forward, building on what's already been said. As Ellen encouraged us, and I'll share with you kind of a mantra that's developed amongst the board, but that is, this is a marathon and not a sprint. Okay, and we're committed to that. This is very much a process that we all need to be moving through together, and that's vital. We're gonna need some time. Everybody needs time. We've had a couple of weeks, and we're still rolling around in it a little bit. But we all need space to be with this, to process, and we're going to have that. That's largely what the HUG meeting next week is going to be about. But then we're going to move ahead. And we're going to do it together, and we need everyone here to be a big part of that. So a few near-term steps. First of all, as has already been outlined, we have a ton of support here in the room this morning. We have the chaplains in force. That's a formidable looking row right there, by the way. A lot of power there. We have Molly, as well as her grief workshops and classes that are going to be coming up. And we have the board members, for what that's worth. We're in the blue tags, but come and find us. Again, we've gotten a little bit further down the road in processing, and we're wanting to help you as much as we can. We have a great new email address, per Jan, imagine@unityofwimberley.com. Tell us what you have to say, what's on your heart, advice, anything to keep us going in the right direction. Speaking of direction, we have Unity Worldwide, which has just an immense amount of direction, of which we're going to be taking full advantage. Talking about consultants and processes, all types of expertise, and that's all coming on board is input to what we're going to go through. We're going to be forming a committee, as you would expect, when the time is right, to handle transition as well as search when we're ready for that. There's already stuff going on to that end, but this is early days still. We just have a lot of great resources here. And if ever a church anywhere was set up to succeed in a time like this, it is us. And I believe that fully. We talked about Unity Worldwide. They have a lot of expertise we'll be bringing on board. We have an amazing associate minister, which has never been the case until recently. We're going to be leaning on Melinda. And by the way, her surgery went well, and she's doing great. We have Tim Alderman. Okay, and if there was ever a secret weapon, it's Tim. You know, he's been so plugged into this world. It is so well connected. He's going to be an integral part of our search process. We got a lot of people here who've been through this before. I've been reminded of that several times, and it really makes us feel good. We have a board, I hope, with a lot of energy. As long as the conference calls aren't quite as long as they have been lately. But we're here, and we're ready. And most importantly, we have each other. So take a look around. Keep giving those hugs, and that's what this process is going to be about. So I'm supposed to be the serious guy who just outlines all the boring stuff that you're not even hearing at this point. But let me shift gears. I just want to reiterate what's already been said, what our message told us this morning. This is progress, okay? This is a place where people, where they unfold and where we all graduate, you know, at a certain point. And we've had a lot of that lately. Ellen is our most recent graduate, and we're so proud of her. So let's hold her up. This is Ellen unfolding. And it's actually not much of a surprise because she's a superstar. And then we're going to create what we want. Today's message was the perfect analogy. We get to direct our own movie, and it's going to be a classic. Ellen, you came to this special place 8 years ago, little place on a hill, and you're leaving it a mountain.
Sherry with that whistle. So, my experience in telling people this has been that at first they kind of stare at me slack-jawed and they don't hear another word I say. So if you didn't get everything that I said and Jan and Jason said, that's why we're having a hug meeting next week. So plan to stay after the potluck and you can just come in here and I won't be here so you can say whatever you want. Jan McGowan is the official chaplain on duty. She'll be up here in the chaplain corner, but she's got reinforcements. So anyone you see with one of the chaplain's stoles would be happy to pray with you. You can also write your prayer intentions on the blue slips and put them in the chest in the back. And the gratitude jar is next to that with the yellow slips. I think that's everything. I told the kids we were going to run long, so are they anywhere in sight?